I'm here right now at East in Washington, and there's another homeless ministry there that, out of their goodness, they just, you know, help others out of their own pocket, their own time. They pray for people. And I have a gentleman here. And so, sir, if you would, just give me your first name. And what do you think about this? You know, if you have any encouragement for people in the street or people who might be able to help out in the future.
My name's William, and I've been on and off the streets for the past 5 years. And I appreciate the churches that come out to help us and feed us. There are people out there that have the resources to help some of us on the streets, and they choose not to. I just think that if there's anyone out there that could help the homeless, that they should do so.
Mm-hmm.
Because there may come a time in life where they need that help.
Exactly. Yeah. That's a good insight. Thank you.
My name is Anthony M. Snowden.
And what do you think about what's going on here?
Well, I just think, I honestly believe that the feeding that goes around for not just the community, but also for the homeless is really great. You know, not just for the feeders, but for God, they're doing a Christian thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we need more people like those people. And because God will reward his children that does his deed. So that's how I feel about, you know, every feeding organization.
Mm-hmm.
And I just hope the best for them.
Uh-huh.
and for the ones that's in need. Because the ones that are in need are the ones that's going to get the most help.
Open the doors for this job. Father God, you're the giver of all good things. Please glorify yourself in this situation. Help Lamar to know that you were the one that opened the door.
Yes.
Give him the diligence, dear Lord, to seek this job.
Yes.
And to seek your face. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
With Tim and Andrea, and they're the ones who started this feeding, one of the feedings in downtown Indianapolis. So, Andrea, what motivated you to do this? You know, cold, heat, and, you know, you're using your own resources in feeding the people that, you know, that probably you haven't seen before.
We were going into a dinner that was going to cost us $130 for two people, and there was a man on the street that didn't have a blanket. And it's like God touched me and let me know that we had money and there was a purpose for it, and it wasn't for us to go places. So we started passing out blankets, and they told us that they had nobody to feed them on Friday nights. And I was thinking, God, I can't do that. And God said, yes, you can do it. Mm-hmm. So that quick, we told him we'd be there the next Friday, and we'd start feeding them.
Wow. Tim, so you started, what year did you start, and what keeps you going?
What? What year did we start?
Yeah.
What year was that?
February of 2008.
February 2008.
It's been a long while. It's been a little over 3 years now.
Yeah. So what keeps you going?
Well, sometimes it's just discipline, but other times we just look forward to being out here.
Mm-hmm.
Out here with brothers and sisters that are less fortunate. And we've been so blessed, we just had to share it.
Yeah. Seems like they become your family. I saw your wife hugging, you know, somebody that she hasn't seen for a couple of weeks.
Well, we're out here to build relationships. The food is just secondary. I mean, they need the food, and that's fine, but we're out here to build relationships. You know, I meet people at the grocery store, and I talk to them, and that's fine. Well, these people are just like those people.
Yeah.
Just because they don't have the money or they're not living in a house doesn't mean they're not just the same.
So what's your encouragement out there?
My encouragement for that I share with others?
Mm-hmm.
The simple fact that Jesus is always with you. I mean, it doesn't mean your circumstance is going to change right away, but it means you don't have to go through it alone.
Yeah.
And a lot of these people have come to the point to think that other people don't care about them. And the fact of the matter is, it doesn't matter what your position is, Jesus still loves you.
God bless you.